Hey, what's up, fellas and lady fellas? It is Jern, John. Just doing a quick intro for you because after I'm done talking to you, you're going to hear a normal episode of Recycle Bin that was recorded normally. But here's the deal. Before that episode, you're going to hear us either reference that a camera is rolling or reference you guys watching. That was the goal. We set up a camera, and by set it up, I mean we threw it up. Actually, no plan. And just pointed a camera at where we normally sit for the podcast, didn't make a set or anything like that, just to give you guys a video version. Turns out all of that footage, and I mean all of it, was out of focus. So the video part is not happening, maybe next week. So just audio again this week, but hey, surprise, we're trying. And I left in a lot of the intro, too, of us just sort of like not even paying attention and just getting the show started. I figured I'd leave that in because you guys don't get to hear that anywhere else. You're welcome for that. Okay, here's the episode. Enjoy, and we'll see you soon.
Hey, welcome to Recycle Bin, guys. I like when I talk to the audience, I look at the task cam, like the recorder.
Oh, because they're in there.
Because that's them. We're so used to like everything we do being so like over researched now.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to throw this together. Everybody wants a video version. I don't want, like, we talked about having a triple camera setup.
Everyone wants a video version. We don't want to do the work.
Well, like, we had these ideas to do a video version of Recycle Bin, and it's like, okay, we're going to have camera for me, like cross, one for you,
mm-hmm.
have one in the center that's on like a track,
yeah,
slowly going back and forth.
Uh-huh.
But also just not.
Okay, well, everyone, Bern is in charge of Recycle Bin.
I
had no say in this.
This is all me.
He made this. He thought this was good enough. So in the comments, it's a thanks, Bern, or a Jesus Christ, this was a terrible idea, Bern.
I think it looks great. I mean, what are they... like, what would you like? Do you want to film in a Ferrari?
Yeah, actually. Thanks for offering.
That'd be
cool. Do you have one?
No. Not currently.
I feel like I'm so much smaller. Don't believe what you see on the camera. I'm not this much smaller.
Here, sit up straight. I'm like almost like a half head above
you. Is your stool too high?
I don't know. Do you want to swap stools? It's probably a bad time.
Let's check.
Oh, whoa. Oh, easy. Easy, cowboy.
It'll be fine. Let's check.
Are we really doing
go
this?
Go under me.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Really, this is the best way to learn.
Really getting all of our
money. I feel just as small. Bro.
Oh, look how low your microphone is.
Now I'm small just over here.
I don't know what to tell you. Your mic is even pointed down. Like, hang on. I got to like slump. Now we're matching.
Is that it? Maybe it's just because my microphone is too low? I will solve this if it's the last thing I do.
All right. Which direction?
He wanted to start recording now, by the way. So sorry about all that.
This is great. I'm having a great time.
Yeah, they're having... Okay. Stool all the way up. Oh,
wait. Your stool wasn't all the way up?
Uh-uh.
Why not?
I didn't know we had them all the way up.
Well, yeah. That's how you sit at
Dude, my feet aren't touching the ground anymore. I love our stools.
I do, too. Can we talk about stools. Our height? Because I feel like this is going to be a question.
We're the same height. I mean...
No.
We are.
We aren't.
We
you
are.
Know we're not.
We're the same height.
All right.
Your legs are what? Longer than mine?
Probably. Wait, actually, I don't
Somebody's
know.
Somebody's torso is longer than the other person's torso.
Woo!
Yeah, I have the short little... What would you call what's politically correct? Tiny person legs?
This is such a train wreck. Oh my God. What did I expect?
This is what you wanted.
That's true.
What are we even talking about? We didn't even discuss that.
Right,
you just
Recycle
sat me
Bin.
Down.
Guys, welcome to Recycle Bin.
I have a question.
What's that?
Do you even know who the ads are today?
Yeah.
yeah, I believe you.
Anyway, was that just going to be a cut?
I guess. You wanted it.
Well, you asked,
this is what you wanted.
You asked an administrative question, and then you made me realize I had to look it up.
Well, when was the correct time? Now we're much later on into the
show.
That
was a good move. Guys, Recycle Bin is a call-in show, if you didn't know. You can leave us voicemails at 404-919-5530.
This is how we always remember the number. It's
it's written down
on the table.
Oh my goodness.
The studio's back in order.
Yeah, yeah. We are
Minus this section.
When did we upload?
almost 2 weeks ago tomorrow.
It's been a minute.
Or Friday, one of the days. I don't know. Who cares?
Yeah, I went through over the course of a couple days and cleaned up the studio.
Mm-hmm.
That was a nice idea.
Yeah.
This was a disaster. Like, people really don't understand how there was, I think there's still fake grass all over the floors.
Oh, yeah.
We had a vacuum.
There is.
Yeah.
Jenga was climbing on a roll of turf.
That was like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're working on two new videos this month.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the problems of new FPT real quick.
We are in a hellhole.
It's a bit dramatic.
A creative hellhole.
A bit dramatic.
Well, it's like all the videos that we've been doing lately matter.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't feel right to throw an idea together. But then you're like, okay, well, every video has been ramping up, so what's worthy of being the next idea?
Yeah.
Turns out that's hard to discover.
Yeah, I mean, we're so worried about having to constantly one-up ourselves.
But well, like, we're not going to talk about Mac benchmarks.
No.
I could care less. The M4 Max, is it? Is the fastest
chip
processor
ever? Yeah, whatever.
Well, do we need benchmarks after that?
No. I mean, it looks
after
cool.
Those words?
Sounds good. We got two ideas. Mm-hmm. And it's like
pretty
a
good ideas.
Spiritual part one and part two.
Mm-hmm.
It may or may not be revolving around a particularly exciting point of early iPhone eras, right?
Well, yeah, we're just waiting on, we had a request for comment and we're waiting to hear back from Mr. Jobs.
Yeah, it might be a minute. But yeah, we're in a weird spot now. I like to use Recycle Bin as our sort of like, we don't just talk to the people. That's what this is.
Go on.
Well, like, a lot of creators, they insert a lot of themselves into their videos.
Yes.
But like, you just told me like a couple days ago that like, your online persona, you don't see yourself as a real person.
Oh yeah, Burn request, not requested.
What did I request?
Burn suggested that I tweet something.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's just not something that I would tweet. And then I had to look internally as to why.
Why wouldn't? Yeah. Why wouldn't that be?
Yeah. And I'm just, I think I like it this way. I'm separated from.
Right.
Because real me is too vulnerable. So he's not going to be out there.
Yeah. Well, that's the benefit of Recycle Bin, I feel like, is that we can like talk more candidly. Because we used to do a lot of housekeeping in FPT. Remember that? Like, we would take like a
waste so many minutes.
Yeah, we would take like a minute or two in the middle between stories or at the end or something.
Or right at the beginning.
Oh, yeah. We would just start talking. Like,
if we had a shirt to drop, that was coming right in the beginning.
Right. No wonder we didn't get many views.
Yeah. But we thought it was the best, though.
But no, I think it's good. I mean, like, everybody in the creator space always, like, after a certain point, you feel like untouchable. Not that, like, we are like these god beings, but like, there is like a certain degree of separation. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
Like, as we're putting out videos and especially not uploading as often, it's like if people want to engage with us, it's much more difficult.
Yeah.
And everything after a certain like size, you start to feel like are they even saying what they believe?
I'm not.
Yeah. Is it run by like a PR firm or something?
It's run by you. I'm just spouting whatever's
written
down.
I see, because I write the scripts.
A lot of people are talking about, in the YouTube comments especially, that Genius Bar has been replaced for them.
Oh, by
there's a group of people that want Calm Me.
Yeah,
and this I mean I didn't know this was going to happen, but this ended up being the place to get that version.
Yeah, well, I mean, this sounds weird, but I don't feel like Recycle Bin. I think is just going to be naturally entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're buds and we like to make stupid jokes.
Yeah, we are that.
But like, we're not trying to like, at least I'm not trying to like put on a show. Maybe that's a bad mentality to have.
Yeah.
But I feel like just us talking is a good show.
Yeah.
Being dumb.
Should we just upload this to the main channel? How disastrous would that be?
That would fuck a lot of stuff up, I think. Oh my goodness.
Do we have any voicemails? What are we doing this week?
Well, I want to play one just because I feel like I like housekeeping.
Okay.
A lot of
I feel like
bullshitting.
Sometimes people leave a voicemail like a week earlier.
Yeah.
And so it's like not clear when we recorded this. This is the day after the election.
I forgot that happened.
Yeah, this is the day after the election.
Oh, God.
So that is, like, that's what time of the week we are.
Good Lord. Yeah, it's we'll just date it. It's November 6th.
November 6th.
We're not going to get into politics, because that's not what this is.
No.
But I have never personally identified politically. Like, that's not like, if I think about myself, I am Byrne. I'm Brian.
Yeah.
I'm a husband and a father, and I'm like to make stuff and play video games. And
yeah.
I'm not like, I'm a Democrat.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you know. But anyway.
Well, would you like to play a voicemail?
Let's play a voicemail, yeah.
Hey, Jaren and Byrne. This is Kiernan from Colorado.
Looking around.
And
Kiernan.
So I just finished watching the MacBook Pro unveil.
The event thing?
Despite whatever the hell happened at the very end of that, I had a wondering and a realization that they use, oh God, I can't remember his last name, but John for the entirety of the event.
Like, John Ternus.
Quote unquote event. And Tim never showed up. But the way he introduced and exited from the event, it almost felt like a test in a way of like, I was wondering if this is somehow a hint towards maybe him taking over for being CEO. Anyways, whatever your thoughts on that were. Thank you.
Thank you. That's such an interesting voicemail because that, we've been talking about that all the, like, internally between the two of us. That's been like a constant piece of conversation.
Yeah.
How weird it is that Apple had a non-event, whatever you want to call it, a series of uploads.
Video press releases.
Yeah, and Tim was nowhere near it.
Not even referenced.
No. I think you told me, I don't know if you heard this somewhere, if it's just a vibe you had, but that all of the shots and everything in those video packages, minus the John Ternus stuff, was actually recorded for an event? Was that just a vibe?
I would like to retract that.
Oh, go ahead.
So that was a theory put forth by Max Tech, Vadim, and it seemed very likely.
It seemed plausible, yeah.
But then when you're watching the events with that in the back of your head, the math doesn't work because the what was it? MacBook Pro was the last video.
Yeah.
They were, the people in the other clips were also sending back to John.
I see what you're saying.
So I don't think the math works there.
Yeah.
It's interesting because John Ternus, I think, you see that gets cut out. Is that in?
I don't know. I looked at the camera.
Well, I shouldn't drink soda during the podcast. John Ternus is, in my opinion, the next CEO. I think he's the right age. I think he's very, very safe. He's good in PR situations. He's quick on his feet when he has to answer questions. And he's starting to learn to be quirky and like be fun. And
I would agree.
A couple reveals in those event video things were very clever and cute.
I like the MacBook Pro one where he's like the speakers, like the old ad or whatever.
The only thing is, John Ternus is also the guy that Tim takes you to for the Mac section of every event.
Yeah, he's
so
the
that part's not out of place.
Senior Vice President of Hardware Engineering.
Yeah, every Mac announcement is usually done by John Ternus, and it's usually in an event where there's like a 30-minute, hour-long event where there's other stuff where we need to go back to Tim. So I can't tell if like this is a true test for him or if just Tim literally was not required.
Well, yeah, he's the guy. He's the Mac guy.
Yeah,
regardless of anything else.
In 2022, March-ish, they did a similar thing where they released videos like this.
Oh, really?
They weren't as produced. It was like there weren't transitions and stuff, but I remember Craig being in them. I don't remember if Tim was in any of them. Like, it was Craig talking about iPads and stuff.
Interesting. I don't remember that at all. Maybe that's just a thing. Like, I mean, if you look at it like that, John Ternus is just the Mac guy.
Yeah.
Throw him out there, let him talk about Macs. He would be talking about him anyway.
Yeah.
But I wonder, like, regardless of on-camera presence, what if he was more in charge of the rollout of those video packages, the lack of one big event, and it's like,
yeah,
Because that was a weird choice. I mean,
and everything leaked.
Yeah, like what was stopping them from just in fucking Final Cut on an iPad throwing all that together into one thing? Like that would have been like a half hour,
I think,
or so.
I think what they wanted was more press time.
That's a weird way to do it.
Well, that guarantees at least 3 days of conversation instead of just one.
Yeah, but you think they? It feels like a weird year to do it. Like,
and they did it with a lot of influencers too. They leaned a lot on influencers.
I forgot they had people on
site.
Yeah,
like John Ternus did an interview with Brian Tong.
That's true.
Last week or whatever it was.
Okay. I got to be honest. I mean, two things just happened in my brain. I was going to say, I hope they aren't just done making events. Like,
No.
But then I realized, if they are, I guess we'll just have to make one.
Uh-oh, every time.
Yeah. We were planning on it anyway, just saying.
Yeah, I think it's John Ternus's turnus.
That's good.
To be...
John Ternus is whose turn it is? Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, he's 49. So that's like, man, he looks good for 40. That's that California living. He looks great.
A lot of people, because this sort of stems back to our Tim Cook doc, where towards the end, we kind of give the realization that like sooner rather than later, Tim will be headed out.
Yeah.
Like we're at the end of this now.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, people are very resistant to that. They don't believe that. And so I think they're going to be in for a big surprise. I only expect him to be around for a couple more years. I think 27 is going to be his leave.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll go on and be a philanthropist or run for office or disappear into the sunset with his billions of dollars.
He's a very wealthy man.
He is.
I don't know. I mean, I think people are just resistant. I was going to say resilient. Resistant to change in that regard. I mean, people don't realize that any stuff like that is happening for years behind the scenes already.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Regardless of Tim leaving now or later, they're working on it now.
Does it feel like he's checked out? Like, mentally, like, doesn't care as much? Like, ever since Vision Pro didn't do well, he's kind of...
It did feel like he was more in the public eye.
I feel like his heart isn't in it.
I don't know. I mean, he has a pretty... Like, the thing that we're missing, we don't have him on stage in front of people anymore. Like, yeah. We're not getting the drip of personality. It's like, it's all edited. It's all... He's just reading a teleprompter. He would be on stage anyway, but I'm just saying, like... They can control exactly what comes out, and it's probably just going to be the most median stuff.
Speaking of controlling exactly what comes out, how impressive is it that Tim Cook is like successfully a private person somehow?
It makes sense.
You don't know who he's dating.
Yeah.
I think we know where he lives, but like,
yeah,
that's not hard.
But
you never hear about his boyfriend or his, like, I don't know if he's married. I don't think he's married.
I don't know.
But you never hear about that stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that's pretty common. Like, people don't have to put all that out there.
Like, I know, but like I feel like it's usually found.
I don't know.
It's impressive.
I mean,
like where he must not be going on dates. Dates must be in the house all the time.
He's got corporate security, I'm sure. Like he's probably one of the most protected people in the country outside of like a president.
Oh, like if he goes on a date, everyone must leave the restaurant.
Maybe before
he shows up.
I wouldn't be surprised. Like. He clearly cannot just be out and about regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's too important, too recognizable, you know. I don't know. Let me see. Tim Cook in public. Let's see if any photos come up.
In public. There's a picture of him getting groceries out of his trunk that I've seen.
Is there really? Whole Foods. Oh, Daily Mail, shocking. Spends his birthday shopping, but he's never far from his iPad. What a headline.
Wow.
What a headline.
What a...
Holy crap.
What a marketing genius.
Well, this is 2 years ago, and I don't know if this... or sorry, 3 years ago. It says, Tim Cook targeted by possibly armed stalker who came to his home and is still in the area, company alleges.
Yikes.
That's crazy.
But see, that was at his house.
Yeah? Now, that's really weird.
Like, you're telling me your boyfriend doesn't... come over, No one sees another car in the driveway?
I mean,
you flying him in?
His driveway is probably longer and bigger than most people's.
He doesn't live in a large place. Like, he lives kind of modestly.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not looking at the guy's, like...
Look up Tim Cook House. It's really pretty, but...
Tim Cook House.
You act like just by looking that up, you're going to be in trouble.
No, I just mean, like, we're like, doing the thing, you know, that we don't want to happen to him. it's a nice house. It's very modern.
Yeah.
Looks nice. Probably very expensive.
Do you think... Oh, I figured it out.
What?
You know how, like... Batman doesn't pull into Wayne Manor through the driveway. Like he jumps through a waterfall.
Yeah,
a hidden entrance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wonder if there's a hidden entrance for Tim's boyfriend.
It's you're so obsessed with Tim's potential significant other.
Well, because that's going to be the closest person to him. Like, how do you have a relation? If anyone that has a relationship that is in the public eye immediately gets discovered.
That's
you're,
true.
I do not believe Tim Cook, with all that swagger, is not taken.
I mean, he probably is, but...
But why don't you see them? Are they going through the waterfall, through the back?
Probably. Yeah. He's probably... Maybe he is dropped off via helicopter.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Can someone find out? No.
That's what I'm saying. See, look what's happening.
I was just curious. I don't want to, like, stalk him.
That's how it starts.
Curiosity.
I'm not trying to stalk him. I just want to know what his boyfriend smells like. Can't win.
Yeah, John Turner's next CEO.
You calling it?
I mean, if not, who is it? Lisa?
I don't know who Lisa is.
You know who? Look her up.
Lisa?
Yeah. She's under...
Lisa what?
Lisa, is it Lisa Jackson?
If I look up Apple Lisa, it's going to be isn't that like an early
look up,
Mac?
Look up, there is a page of Apple executives, and you can see who
Apple
reports
leadership?
To who. Yeah, okay.
All right.
Lisa Jackson, I think. Is it Lisa
Jackson? Lisa Jackson, VP of Environment, Policy, and Social Initiatives. Yeah, I don't think that, I mean, I'd be surprised. That
I think
Jeff Williams? He's the COO.
How old's Jeff, though?
He looks older. I mean, Tim's only 64.
Like, if it's not John Turnus...
Jaws, maybe? Jaws,
he's old, too.
Craig?
I don't think Craig wants to.
I don't think Craig wants it, either. Yeah, he doesn't seem like the type...
He wants to go home and play guitar. He doesn't have time to wake up at 3 a.m. and leave at 9 p.m.
What's that look like on camera?
Ooh! Oh, I forgot that we were on camera.
This is weird?
A little bit.
Yeah. Eddie Q... Maybe.
Nah, not Eddie.
No?
Eddie too goofy.
I mean, Phil Schiller.
Yeah.
Oh,
who are the female options? Because if it's not John Turnus, I think a safe bet is... Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, put a pin in that real quick. Phil's thing just says Apple Fellow.
Yeah, he's retired.
Oh,
he has ascended.
Yeah, he's done. Right.
Yeah. He's like Mufasa in disguise now.
So... I don't know if these are listed. I would assume that these are listed on Apple's website as, like, listed by importance, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
So, Tim, top left, Tim Cook, CEO. Next person to his right is Catherine Adams, the Senior Vice President and General Counsel.
How old is she?
Does it say?
I mean, you can just look. Is she younger? She looks
younger.
Okay.
Her age is not on here.
Hmm.
She looks kind of like Meryl Streep.
Great.
Then it's Eddie Q, Craig, and blah, 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 blah. Next lady is Deirdre. Deirdre. Sorry, I mean, there's two
didn't
R's in there.
Consider her.
The Senior Vice President of Retail. Maybe. I mean, John is... He's kind of the guy in a lot of ways.
I mean, I have Tim Cook's number. Do you want to just call him?
You don't have Tim Cook's number.
I 100% do swear on my dead mother.
Why do you have...
We don't need to talk about it. I mean, we probably shouldn't talk about it, but yeah.
Should we cut that?
No, who cares, man?
Yeah, man, I don't know. I mean, Apple, they need to promote from within, right? Like, Apple's so close-knit and, like, secretive.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be one of these Apple leadership people. It's not going to be some dude off a sales floor.
You don't think they're going to bring in Elon?
I really hope not. That would... Man, that would be a fucking move, wouldn't it? Goodness gracious.
Wow. Nothing would make me an Android user faster, I don't think.
Well, that would be a move. That would be crazy. I would. I don't like thinking about that. Yeah, I don't think it could be Jaws either. Okay, so it's John Turnus.
We solved it.
Next CEO.
Yeah, when it happens, you can say that you heard it first here through all of our very diligent research that just happened in front of you. We like to be transparent like that.
He looked at them. What do you want to complain about?
I don't want to complain about anything.
Oh, yeah, you do. Let's see. What's going on with your phone?
It doesn't work.
Okay.
But, like, that's not new. I feel like people hate when I... Nothing works.
Can we...
Can I tell you about, since Apple Intelligence is out...
Out?
Like, some of it. The AI summaries are ass.
They're so funny.
They're so bad.
For, like,
they're
messages?
So bad.
Is that what you mean?
It's like... It summarizes... Okay, this is what I assumed was going to happen when they announce it.
Yeah.
Group chats is especially useful, because I miss a lot of group chats. Like, I won't see till hours later, and there's been a full conversation, and then some days I'll feel like scrolling all the way to the top and getting caught up.
Mm-hmm.
Some days I wish I had summaries. Those are really good. When I don't need summaries, or when the texts are just short enough by themselves. Yeah. Like, there will be a text that I can easily read the preview of, but summaries will just fuck it up for no reason.
I have a really funny one from you. from a few days ago, maybe a week ago. I love the summaries. They make me laugh every time about right.
Okay.
About right? I don't know. Let me see here. I'm looking through my things. Oh. It says, Jern, I had two messages from you later in the night,
mm-hmm.
and it said, Jern suggests moving something. Chicken tendies were inedible. And I like to try to, before I actually read your messages, I like to go like, what are you talking about? So
the summary said chicken tendies?
Chicken tendies were inedible.
Okay.
So what happened?
I don't know what happened.
Why were your tendies inedible? You don't remember either.
Were they inedible?
That's what it said. It said they were inedible.
Okay, read the summary again. Whole thing.
It said, Jern suggests moving something. Chicken tendies were inedible. That's what it said. Exactly.
Moving what?
I don't know. Here, I'll see if I can track
read the
down.
Message, but like, don't...
I gotta scroll up. But hey, talking about complaining, I thought of something that's currently fucking annoying.
Go ahead.
Well, you have an Ultra Mac Studio. Just so happens that the M4 Pro Mac Mini is technically more powerful.
Yeah.
That alone, that's insane.
We live in the future.
Yeah. But...
$600.
That's a great deal.
Well, no, not for the M4 Pro.
The 4 Pro. That's like, I think it's $1,200 or $1,300. But anyway, still a good deal. But the storage and RAM... Criminally priced. What are we doing?
The thing is, they have not adjusted the prices for their RAM or storage since like 2014. And I'm sure those costs have gone down substantially since then. I'm sure they were high then. Like, I'm sure Apple was charging too much then. But like, it's hard. It's hard when you guys can put out a Mac Mini that powerful and that is like objectively a deal.
Uh-huh.
Maybe the best deal in computing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want any more RAM or you want anything more than 500 gigs of storage, you're
paying out the ass.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Like, it was on Reddit. I think it was on the Apple subreddit. Somebody found out that you could just... It was cheaper to just buy two base model Mac Minis than to buy one that had the combined storage of both. Like, that's crazy.
What I say is we buy two Mac Minis, base models,
and then
we send them to Luke...
He can
make a whole video about it.
Solder them together. Be great.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah, it's
he can make a whole video about
it. Yeah, they do it.
And then we get it and we win.
I like it. I found the text.
Okay.
This is hilarious. So, in regards to moving something, you were saying that a girl should move out here. That's what you said. But then the chicken tendies, you said, this is hilarious. This is going to be a whole conversation.
Okay.
It's going to be so fun. I was eating chicken tendies and couldn't feel the chicken with my cart thumb. So, if I remember correctly,
I couldn't tell what was happening until the very end of that, and I wrote it.
If I remember correctly,
yeah,
Mario Kart, and we were quite obsessed
with time trials.
Yeah, we've been playing a lot of Mario Kart.
Like, I was doing time trials every night, all night.
Your thumb went numb.
Maybe 20 hours of time trials until my thumb for like days was numb.
Like, is it calloused at all? Do you have
guitar? It's like a nerve issue. Like, yeah, from being flattened like this for so long.
Yeah.
And then this finger was like raw. The skin was raw from the trigger. But it was mainly this. Like, how hard am I pressing to where your finger goes numb for days?
You're probably pressing too hard. It's a button on
it's
a control.
It's a time trial. You gotta go real fast.
The hardness of the A press does not dictate the speed.
Your thumb was never numb?
I don't think so.
But the point is, I couldn't feel my chicken tenders.
That's crazy.
Because of my cart thumb.
Yeah. People don't realize how crazy of a game Mario Kart is.
It's the best.
It's pretty great.
In fact, Nintendo themselves can just really, really improve the mood by dropping a Switch 2. Like, no pressure or anything, but like, America would really do well with a nice Switch 2 surprise. You know?
I agree. Did you know that, I want to say, I just read this, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure Mario Kart 8 Deluxe on Switch is the best-selling game on that platform.
Oh, yeah.
And it's...
Probably easily.
The goodness, it's already...
It's like a perfect game. You can't even complain that they haven't released a new Mario Kart game in like 10 years, because it's like, what more would you do? It's a perfect game.
Yeah, it's already at almost 65 million units.
Jesus
Christ.
That's
crazy. Yeah. We didn't turn the air conditioning off. Hope that sounds okay.
It'll be fine.
We're not professionals at all.
I am. After this part, I am.
Man, it's been really fun. Your video game resurgence has been such a treat for me.
Has it? We should make a video about that, like falling back in love with video games and his documentary about me.
Can we put you on an exercise ball like Nakey Jakey? Anybody out there who watches Nakey Jakey, you'll get that.
What?
He's an awesome YouTuber.
Okay. Oh, the guy that's on a green screen and like on a ball?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Well, we have our PS2 set up so we could like record old footage of me playing SmackDown versus Raw or Here Comes the Pain. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So many wrestling things. Oh. Yeah, we've outed you fully on here as a big wrestling fan.
Yeah.
That doesn't come through on Genius Bar at all, right?
Closet.
You guys don't talk about that?
No, we don't talk about it, but it has been mentioned, I'm pretty sure. Mm. But like, yeah, no, I am out of the wrestling closet, and Roman Reigns is to thank for that.
Yeah, he is.
My tribal chief, sweet tribal chief. Speaking of, we should do ads for our real tribal chief, Audio Boom.
Yeah, time for ads.
You know what's really taken for granted these days?
What's that?
Your privacy.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Data brokers, they're larger than you.
Yeah.
Larger than life. Do you know why? There's too many of them.
That's true.
You're just a one burn, and
that's
I'm
me.
Just a one jern. And data brokers have entire teams where it's their entire... They show up to the office, and their whole day is stealing your things.
I know.
And the hard part is, it's not just you. You might be like, oh, whatever. You know,
that's
my
true.
Stuff can be out there. But if they get your stuff, they're also going after your relative stuff, and I'm sure they wouldn't approve. There's all a bunch of stuff on search you can find about yourself, about your relatives. It doesn't need to be there. And luckily, there is a team to help you fight back against the data brokers.
That's right, Jared. This episode of Recycle Bin is brought to you by Incogni.
Incogni.
Incogni is an amazing service that helps protect you and your family's personal data from data brokers. These are the guys who collect all of this data from you and everybody else around you, and they sell it to bad actors, right? Luckily, Incogni has your back, though. They have an incredible team of people. These are actual trained professionals contacting data brokers on your behalf, requesting the removal of your personal data all the time. They're just hitting them back to back. Get John's data off the internet. Don't sell it to bad people.
Do not.
That's not okay.
That's bad.
No, they go, hey, or else. And not only are Incogni's highly trained professionals contacting those data brokers for you, they are continuously monitoring and ensuring your data stays off the market.
I think I just discovered like the play on words that Incogni, like the name, is. Incognito.
It is neato, isn't it?
Well, guess what? You, Recycle Bin listeners, can get 60% off. Did you know that? All you have to do is use code RECYCLE at the link below and get 60% off an annual plan. And what if you don't want to click the link? What if you just want to memorize it? That's easy, too. It's incogni.com/recycle. That's Recycle Bin minus one word. Incogni.com/recycle for 60% off an annual plan.
And Incogni didn't even stop there, because with that same code, incogni.com/recycle, you can also get a 30-day money-back guarantee.
That's what we love.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Incogni, for sponsoring this episode of Recycle Bin.
And keeping us safe.
Yep. Woo! Welcome back. That was a great ad break. I got something to talk about.
Okay.
I've been trying to be less fucking unhealthy, and this isn't an ad, just to be clear.
Okay.
I've been fasting.
Okay.
It did a weird thing to me, though. My poops have been disastrous.
Okay. All right. That's what we're... Okay.
Yeah. So,
go on.
Okay, so here's what's happening. It's not just about poop, but mm-hmm. This is such a weird problem, and I just don't know who else to talk to about.
Okay.
About
we'll talk to everybody.
Right.
Okay, sounds good.
So I'm intermittently fasting every day of my life, if I remember to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't eat until about 4 or 5 p.m., and I limit that eating for like a couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the benefit is that I'm eating less shit, less terrible things.
Yeah.
But I'm also, I cut out some of the best stuff I've been eating.
Okay.
Because, so I don't have breakfast, I don't have lunch anymore, right?
Yeah.
But my breakfast is regularly like Greek yogurt and a piece of toast. Like, it's like nicely balanced stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But now, it's like dinner time rolls around and it's just like, I just have some pizza and then I'm done eating. So then it's less terrible stuff, but it's also just terrible stuff.
You're just a garbage disposal for pizza.
Yeah. But I also don't want to eat better.
But you feel better?
Oh, yeah. I feel great.
So there you go. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Sacrifices were worth it.
I don't want to have such bad poops anymore.
Well, when's the last time you checked your blood oxygen levels?
What?
You got to just trust the process. When's the last time you checked your blood oxygen levels?
Well, this watch... doesn't have the feature currently.
Funny.
I have to update that.
Your watch doesn't have it?
Yeah.
What watch is that? What is that?
It's not an Apple Watch.
Exactly. Well, the Apple Watch doesn't fucking have it either. Because of Matissimo. Massimo. That's it.
Massimo. What'd you say, Matissimo? Massimo.
I don't know. I just read that their trial has finally begun.
That it just started?
Yeah, so like what is it, almost a full year since that was banned from Apple Watch, and then Apple didn't address it at all. Like the Apple Watches that came out have less features.
Yeah. And they're going to get more.
And they just think that's fine.
They don't. I'm sure they don't.
Listen, what is more valuable?
Uh-huh.
Waiting to fight Massimo or just settling? Like so your customers can have the feature that the hardware is in the watch. And you just had to turn it off because of them.
Yeah.
All they want was a cut. They want you to license the patent.
Yeah.
Do that. I mean, if they're going to try to take the case that they didn't steal it somehow, mm-hmm. if they maybe over the long term they think they'll get more money by not paying Massimo ever at all forever.
How likely do you think it is that Apple just standing on business right now? They're just like, no.
It's Tim.
Yeah, but
he stands on business.
Tim's a hard motherfucker.
Until you get to the EU.
Yeah.
Well,
the thing, the EU, that's an entire, that's a lot of countries.
Fuck them.
That's like a lot of people.
No, Tim doesn't realize how much leverage he has.
I feel like he probably knows better than we do.
No.
Okay.
Look what has happened. That sounded like Trump. Look at what has happened. The things that have happened.
What has happened?
All you have to do is look at what has happened.
What's happened? Tell me.
Okay.
I'm dying here.
Okay.
I want to know.
What was I saying?
Did we really have to come back from the ad break and be talking about my fasting and poop?
Yeah. And here we are.
Okay.
Okay. So I saw a lot of people on Twitter and YouTube comments coming back to be like, "Hey, John, we're sorry.
Yeah,
because we shit on you. We said that you were like, what is it? What do the kids say? Glazing? You were glazing apple.
Sure.
We've been trying to say in multiple videos, it's a very slippery slope. Sure, you love USB-C in the iPhone. That's great. But that's just where it starts. And it's a Trojan horse because soon after that, they're going to take more liberties and take more and more away until Apple is no longer the company that they wanted to be. And now it's gone even further to where, like, the Apple Pencil is in question in the EU now. Like, these are, this is very, this is very easy. Tim Cook, the, in fact, the more countries that have, that are in the EU, that's even, that, I think that gives Tim more leverage. Because what he should do, what he should have done from the start, but he should do soon now, is threaten to drop sales of the iPhone in those countries. Because then the people are going to lose their fucking mind if they can't buy an iPhone.
And
the
EU,
like, he's got to call the EU's bluff.
I will say, though, like, Android is a lot more popular outside the US.
Yeah.
Like, especially in Europe and, you know, like, China, places like that.
It must not be popular enough. Like, if Tim is bowing down and doing what they want, they're obviously selling enough there.
Fair enough.
Just reverse engineer it.
Yeah.
Just call their bluff, because they're going to keep taking stuff away. And then it's going to look fucking silly when, after 20 changes that they made, you're like, okay, I draw the line here for real.
Well, on the bright side, this Apple Pencil thing, like, it's specifically about the iPad
interoperability.
Whoa, look at you. Interoperability.
Thank you.
With third party pencils and styluses. Yeah. So that's, I mean, whatever.
No! Like,
that's not going to lessen. That's not going to lessen the Apple Pencil.
It is.
I don't think so.
It literally is.
How?
That is, like, the only reason you get an Apple Pencil over the Logitech fucking crayon.
Well, no. I mean, I see what you're saying, but they can...
The Logitech crayon is like $30. If it does all the same things, it's like, why even make stuff? Why even fucking make stuff? Why even try to, like...
You're so heated.
Why try to even incorporate substantial, unique features in your products if the EU is going to be like, oh, yeah, that was a good idea. Everyone else needs to take it now. They're allowed, by the way. Fuck you and your products. Like, that's what that is.
That makes no sense.
What is the initiative to make anything unique and cool if you're going to have to give it to everyone else anyway?
It doesn't feel like they're going to give anything up.
Maybe
I'm misunderstanding. Like, I just feel like Apple Pencil's still going to be as good.
Well, that's like the EU coming... This, not even kidding. The equivalent is the EU coming in and saying, oh, all Bluetooth headphones now get the H2 chip. You have to put, every company gets to put that in there now.
Oh.
That's exactly what that is.
They probably make a lot of money selling those chips. Just saying.
No! That's not what this is.
No, I'm just saying.
The
company
can just make them.
Yeah.
Like, they're not buying them from Apple.
I guess what I'm saying is, just because they're going to add functionality for the Logitech fucking crayon, that doesn't mean that the Apple Pencil is going to get worse, is what I'm saying.
It means sales for Apple Pencil are going to get worse, and that's what Tim Cook is worried about.
Maybe. Yeah, I see. Okay.
Yeah, those things make the Apple Pencil perform any worse if you have one, but why buy one if you can get the same thing with the same features for $30?
There is an argument to be made that more competition for Apple might not be a bad thing.
Hang on, but
listen. Why are you so dramatic? Come back. You're going
to
tear everything down.
I didn't expect to fall that far.
Oh, okay.
Good catch.
I know.
On my cord.
Okay, think about it like this. The batteries in Apple Pencils, when they die, too dead, like if they're too dead, that's it. It's fucking burned.
Yeah.
And Apple's just like, tough titties. So like...
Like, why? Why? Why do you let it go to 0%? Why is there nothing in the pencil that's like, I'm going to save a couple in case they want to plug it in someday?
That's what I'm saying is like... Maybe Apple having some more competition in this regard, like, it's not a bad thing.
But this isn't competition.
I think it's
this is just voluntarily giving up, like, trade secrets because the EU said so.
I don't think it is. I just think that, like, all Apple's gonna do, I would think, is open up some paths for, like, whatever, third-party stylists to just... Maybe have more functionality. Maybe there's just specific little things.
Yeah, it's mostly like the pressure sensitivity and the, like being able to tilt.
Yeah, I get, you're right.
That's literally the only reason to buy Apple Pencil over anything else. And then if you give
I disagree.
What do you mean?
Because head and shoulders, usually the Apple Pencil is just better. Like it's gonna, no matter what, it's still gonna be better. Like, it's going to feel better. It's going to, the build quality is going to be better.
Yes, of course. But some people don't think that's the reason you buy it. Like, when we first started exploring iPad stuff, that is one of the first things I looked at. Should I get an Apple Pencil or the Logitech? Should I just like get a cheaper one?
Yeah.
And no, like obviously the Apple Pencil is going to feel better, be heftier, be a better experience. But that wouldn't stop me from spending $30, $70 less.
Okay.
The only reason
I
got an Apple Pencil over the Logitech thing is because literally it did more.
I see your point.
Go ahead.
Let me refute it with logic.
Refute it.
And reason.
Okay, go ahead.
Look at Mac as a platform.
Mm-hmm.
Look at your Mac over there.
Yeah.
You don't have a studio display. You don't have a studio display XDR, whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
$5,000 monitor for no reason. But you do have a Magic Keyboard and a Magic Mouse.
Okay.
Mac forever has supported fully other keyboards and mice and what have you inputs.
Mm-hmm.
But you specifically have, you picked out Apple stuff, which by the way, I think they fucking suck.
There you go.
No, no, hang on. But my point is you are probably, your line of thinking is probably way more similar to like the average Mac product enjoyer.
I'm just waiting for you to be done because I have an instant rebuttal.
Okay, let me make sure I'm done. Hang on. Okay. I think I have one more thing to say.
Put all your eggs in the basket.
Yeah, I'm just make sure I'm done before you fucking kill me.
Okay.
Yeah, my point is, I mean, it's been this, it's been more open on Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Look how open the software is on Mac.
Mm-hmm.
But like App Store revenue is still good. Mac, like Apple's first party software is still fucking crazy good and well optimized.
Mm-hmm.
And like, there's still a path forward for everybody to get a piece of this. I just don't think this is the doomsaying death blow. That
you sound like the comments.
I mean,
it's going to get worse.
They're not always wrong. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay.
You're going to kill me.
I do have the Magic Keyboard and Magic Mouse.
Mm-hmm.
Magic Mouse is whatever.
Uh-huh.
Like personally, I prefer how gestures work on the Magic Mouse. Like, that is a better experience. I know it's uncomfortable for a lot of people. A lot of people don't like it. I like that.
Okay.
You can obviously buy a third-party keyboard.
Yeah.
What you cannot buy is a third-party keyboard with a Touch ID button.
True. Yeah.
That is, like, a proprietary single, like, there's a security chip that works with that, mm-hmm. and that's it.
Yeah.
This would be like the EU saying that any keyboard manufacturer can put Touch ID on there.
Hmm. Okay. Fair point. I think we're getting a little bit away, if only because...
That's exactly
now, hang on, hang on. I just feel like we're getting a little bit away from it because that's like a security concern, like biometric data. You know, if the EU ruled on that, I feel like they would even be like, okay, but like, you gotta be secure.
The stuff is still going to the security enclave. It's not like... It's not like when you do a Touch ID thing that it's going to be sent to Logitech.
Mm-hmm.
It's the connection to the security enclave and the Touch ID button that Apple's not giving up.
Yeah, but like...
Because that's the only leverage they have. That's like...
I don't
that
think
is,
it is.
Why invent something like Touch ID, put it in your products, if someone else is just going to be able to take it and do the same thing, like offer an alternative using your features?
True. I mean, if Apple... for some reason, would be forced to license their Touch ID technology,
mm-hmm.
probably would make a lot of money.
No.
I think they would.
I'm telling you, they make way more selling the whole product. They don't need to license it.
I mean, they do. I'm just saying, like, it's not like they would have to give it away for free.
And I think there's a lot of good competition in Apple Pencil stuff. Like, a lot of college students and kids who aren't very heavily art-focused
mm-hmm.
or just want to do notes... Logitech Crayon and anything else that is an alternative is a perfect thing to buy. It's much more worth your money.
Uh-huh.
You can buy multiple. If you lose one, it's not as scary, especially if you're a student traveling back and forth from school.
Mm-hmm.
The way Apple Pencil has aligned itself with iPad that has extra features that mm-hmm. those other ones don't, like to force Apple to make that... to just like hand that over to Logitech and all that, like that doesn't just, the competition already exists.
Uh-huh.
That to me is just unfair.
I mean, the whole thing being mandated to do things that you don't want to do is kind of unfair. Like as a general rule, I agree with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think it's a big deal. What, in terms of like the Apple Pencil tech, think of it like this. There's a lot of people who probably prefer Logitech crayon. Or a lot of digital artists use things like Wacom's, like separate entire tablet art machine infrastructures. What if added support on Apple devices for third-party things would draw more people into the ecosystem?
I just don't think that would happen.
I think there's a chance.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'm just saying there's silver linings to all of these things.
It's like, would you be okay with Apple licensing out iMessage? $20 a month.
What do you mean exactly? Like you could access it from like if the PC or Mac or whatever?
No. If the EU, because there's an email thread with Phil Schiller from 2011 where they discussed offering iMessage for Android.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if a price was discussed, but like let's just say hypothetically, $20 a month, and you get iMessage on any device you want.
I mean,
you don't think that hurts them?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not them, but like
they make a shit ton of money.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but that with Apple customers, that's not where the transaction stops. If it was an Android user getting iMessage, that's where their transaction ends with Apple.
Uh-huh.
If you want iMessage and you have to buy an iPhone, now you're buying iPhones, paying for the hardware.
Mm-hmm.
You're also now buying into all of the services that are there just because you are in the ecosystem.
That's true. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
The customer is more valuable if you're buying their... at the end of the day, isn't that Apple's whole pitch? We make the hardware and the software.
Yeah.
They work together.
No, you have
a
point.
That's like their only leverage over the rest of the industry.
No, you definitely have a point. I mean, devil's advocate could say that a trickle of Apple services, like there are people out there who don't have iPhones that find
Apple
a way
TV.
To use Apple TV, Apple Music,
mm-hmm.
things like that, because like I think compared to Spotify, Apple Music has a higher quality or something. I've seen
it
people
does.
Talk about it. Like there are differences.
Well, Apple Music has higher quality when you're on an Apple device using AirPods.
Well, yeah. Well, I was just going to say, in the same vein, maybe a service like iMessage being accessible from Android, it would give you a taste of Apple. Be like, oh, damn, this is nice. Okay, I'm going to buy an iPhone next year.
Well, like, I think right now,
no, there's that.
iMessage is one of the only things that they have. Android is quickly catching up. In terms of, like, stability.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, some could argue it's more stable. I don't know.
Depends on the day of the week.
Even as me,
mm-hmm.
if iMessage was licensed out, even I would start to consider, like, okay, do I actually need this? Because at that point, this phone is worthless to me. Like, it's a piece of shit. the only reason I am still here is because, one, I like complaining about it. That's fun.
Yeah, it is kind
but
of fun.
Two, it's like, this isn't the product. It's all of this working together. That's the product. And if I drop one, then it's like, well, then I'm questioning Macs. And, like, Mac arguably is one of the reasons I still have an iPhone. Because Mac is perfect.
It's untouchable,
I love it so much.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like... It is one of the only product categories that is making giant leaps year over year,
mm-hmm.
and which I didn't expect.
No.
I didn't expect to be more excited about Macs than iPhones.
Yeah, I think I said that most recently. Yeah, like I am such a Mac fan. Yeah, but no, I use iPhone because I like it. Like, I mean, I see what you're saying, but it's a whole encompassing thing. Like, we're caught. Like, for us to untangle, I don't know.
It would work.
That's not going to happen. But, no, I see what you're saying.
And it's like, here's the thing. With USB-C, I think universally, everyone liked that decision.
It was time.
And that's why we got shit on. When we came out and said, listen, we were looking at the bigger picture. And when we say, okay, yes, this is good, but step back and consider that they're starting with this because it's good and you'll agree with it.
Yeah.
Trojan horse.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're actually having a conversation where we're like, is that okay?
That's true.
Like, we're professionals in this industry and
that's
we're
fair,
and like,
yeah.
you, like, we have a slight disagreement on it. Like, that is a big step away from the universal love of USB-C. So, what's like, they've made multiple, there's a lot of things are fragmented now because of the EU. Like Apple Intelligence can't come to Europe yet. Like,
yeah,
is it RCS? That's also like a lot of.
I think that yeah, I think
a lot of stuff from iOS 18. I think iOS 17 towards the end of its run. I think it did get RCS first for Europe, but there's like things that Europe and the rest of the world misses out on because they have to like
deal with
work
the
on the fragmentation of everything. Like,
yeah.
They have completely conceded there, and it's wasting time and resources, and I think there has to be a line drawn somewhere, and preferably kind of soon.
Yeah. No, you're not wrong.
The more they get used to just being like, do this, and Tim Cook goes, okay, is the more they're going to keep doing that stuff.
Yeah, you're not wrong, honestly. I mean, I think it's impossible to tell how much of like delays with Apple Intelligence are due to EU restrictions or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sure it all factors in, I'm sure. But like at the end of the day, they're the one, like it's Apple and the EU and they have to fucking decide.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, I mean, I'm just guessing, but like I feel like even without the EU restrictions and things like that, I think it'd still be like Apple Intelligence would still be fucked right now.
Oh, yeah. It's for sure.
Speaking,
it's not even fully released in the U.S., so...
While I'm educating myself, I'm really curious if the EU... Damn, we've been going for an hour and 4 minutes?
Yep.
That intro is really weird.
Okay, we're done! No.
Adjusting.
Okay.
So the iPhone has been banned in Indonesia.
Okay.
I don't know if you know that.
I heard that last week or something.
And I've been thinking about this since you brought up, like, they should just play hardball with the EU. I'm reading about the EU's, if there is anything specific in regards to Apple Pencil. But Apple just offered Indonesia $10 million as a sweetener to reverse the iPhone ban. So they're bargaining with Indonesia right now.
That's I'm sorry. Like, Tim Cook is one of the smartest people, and I don't want to claim... I'm definitely not smarter than Tim Cook. That's right. Not what I'm claiming. But, like, I think common sense and logic here... I cannot believe that Tim Cook, with as hard as that man is internally at Apple, the people leaving meetings in tears and stuff, where is that energy?
I mean,
like, he is playing it so safe with all of the world leaders constantly... And I think that Apple has more leverage than they think they do. And it's hard to see them bend the knee every time. Because that, it's like, okay, in a year, what does this company look like?
That's fair. I mean...
The USB-C thing was less than a year ago.
Tim's position...
Or just about.
Within Apple, like, since... that time of leaving meetings, like things have changed dramatically. But like, I mean, he's also gotten older. Like
Steve would literally go to the EU and
I know. Yeah, he would pull some shit
and do
I'm
very
sure.
not good things.
But that doesn't mean it's a good thing. Like I think at the end of the day, I think regardless, Tim is making decisions that he feels is best for overall business. And like, I got no reason not to trust the man.
I do.
Yeah.
I think this is what I think is happening.
Uh-huh.
I think deep down, Tim Cook wants to play hardball.
Okay.
But Tim Cook does not report to the EU. He reports to shareholders. And the issue with playing hardball is the second you do that, for at least a temporary section of the month or multiple months, there's going to be a major dip in revenue. And that's going to scare shareholders. Mm-hmm. Like, they won't understand bigger picture. Like, this will be worth it in 6 months.
Yeah.
They will panic immediately. Stock will drop immediately. And Tim Cook is not willing to take that risk. I think he's, like, stuck in a pickle. And he's going to be more loyal to the shareholders.
That's what happens when it's a publicly traded company.
But, like, I feel like an effort should be made to explain to those shareholders.
I'm sure everything we're talking about right now has been talked ad nauseum in meeting rooms and boardrooms within Apple. I'm sure Tim hears this every day, like, I know, I know, yeah,
I know.
So, like, by the way, I just, reading the Mac Rumors article on the EU's regulatory thing with Apple on the Apple Pencil, it seems that a major thing is, yeah, automatic device switching and pressure sensitivity. Like, just it being more feature rich. But I just mean, like, that is part of the Apple magic, right?
Yes. That's when AirPods came out, mm-hmm. that was the magical part. Like, everyone made fun of the stem sticking out of your ears or whatever, but it's when you bought them and put them in your ears and they just connected where you're like, oh. Because at the time, Bluetooth wasn't doing that.
That's true.
Like, that's the whole... Okay, like, in the last year, they've changed USB-C, default apps,
yeah,
browser choice,
mm-hmm.
USB-C... Not default apps, but...
the App Store?
Browser choice and USB-C, mm-hmm. I think, fall into the... That's kind of only good camp.
Yeah, sure.
But then it's like after that where, yeah, like App Store, NFC technology has been altered, which I think is like sort of where what this stems from maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just all in the last year.
Yeah.
Side loading is possible. Like it's
you're making good points.
From the time we said this is, I know we were doing it for like emotional reasons, but the end of Apple, like yeah. Apple as a company will not go away, but
I see what you're saying.
From when we said that, it's only been a year.
That's true.
Like, what does it look like in another year? When do we say enough is enough?
I'll do you one. I'll concede.
Okay.
I will start showing major concern as soon as it seems like Apple is like hamstringing or like limiting what's happening. Like mm-hmm. like on iPhone on our end. Like everything with Apple Intelligence, mm-hmm. they're all still, it all seemingly is very privacy focused. Mm-hmm. It's all like, we got you, end-to-end encryption, solid, everything is still like, okay, if you didn't have any EU articles, knowing what they're requesting, there's an argument to be made that as a person, you will have noticed nothing. Like, oh, they have the new charger.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I guess what I'm saying, just to sum up, I'll start being concerned as soon as something is like amiss in the offerings or like they're like, we scaled back the encryption on iMessage. I'll be like, really? Okay, red flags. Mm-hmm. I'm freaking out now. But until that happens, whatever.
Is that a fair position to take, though? Like, just because we live in a convenient spot?
I mean, it's the only position to take because we're not in charge of Apple.
But, like, okay, yeah, I see what you're saying. I think I just assume a different responsibility because we're representing not just the U.S. Like, people listening right now are not just from the U.S.
That's true.
Like, I'm very curious.
Oh.
I don't know how things are going over there.
That's
like,
a good
are
question.
You guys happy Whoa. With and not just Apple, like are you I mean, I hate to be political, especially today, but like are you guys happy with how the government is being run over there?
Yeah, that's a fun idea. Guys, call us 404-919-5530.
You say it a lot of accents.
You say it now.
404-919-5530, was that it?
You memorized it.
Yeah.
Good job. If you're not from the US, you
EU people.
Use a VoIP service, like a free...
Yeah, don't pay. Don't pay to call this number.
Yeah, you can do it for free. It's not that hard.
Use Skype, Google Voice.
Skype. There you go.
Anything.
I'm sure there's a bunch of weird ones.
Bunch of free stuff.
Call in. I would love to hear perspective. People in the EU, what do you think about what's happening with Apple? Like, I want to know if... I don't even know if anything's different over there. Like, I mean, I know it is, but I mean, like... From an individual use case, mm-hmm. like what's going on?
Yeah.
I haven't even thought to look that up. Like a review from somebody on YouTube or something. I'd mm-hmm. love to know.
Yeah, I'm very curious because like that's one thing somehow that we have successfully been, I don't know, like separated from here
Insulated.
In the U.S. Like we hear about what the government's doing, but I don't think we ever hear about what the people think.
That's a great point. Yeah, I'd love to know. Wow. I'm so happy we have a call-in now.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, we done?
I think we are. We actually ran surprisingly
long.
What
a good conversation at the end.
Yeah, you really brought it in. Man, if we complain about Apple every week. See what I'm talking
about?
That's
what we'll do. We'll just have a Jern complain about Apple Corner. We weren't complaining about Apple as much as the EU and then the Apple not doing anything about it.
I think we had a very mature discussion. You only fell over and ran away once.
Oh, that was, yeah, only one time.
What was that? I don't even remember why you did that.
I don't know.
Because you're
a
Jern.
It was probably worth it.
I'm sure it always is.
It was probably very dire.
Yeah, well, guys, I hope you enjoyed Recycle Bin.
Video version. Let us know if you want us to do it again.
Inaugural version. I wonder if we can just do this.
Should we just do it like this the whole...
You fucked it up. Maybe I did.
Should we just do it like this all the time? I keep looking over there because that's where the monitor is, but we're looking... There it is.
Yeah. Hi.
Worst case scenario for me creatively is if everyone is like, oh yeah, this is good. Because I won't put any more cameras up. It'll just be this.
Listen, that's what I'm saying.
The WAN show?
The WAN show, yeah.
Oh, before we go, for weeks.
For hour and 13 minutes in.
For weeks.
Okay.
And you can send this to Linus. For weeks, I have been trying to put this in the Recycle Bin notes.
Okay.
Have you ever seen the Recycle Bin notes? I hate Linus.
Yeah, I think I did, yeah.
Every week, I try to get that in there, and every week I forget. So, okay. Linus, this is for you. I can't fucking stand him.
That's not true. We love Linus.
I love Linus.
What's the issue?
What has happened is... You fall asleep listening to stuff sometimes, don't you?
Yeah.
So do I.
Okay.
At some point, months ago...
Okay.
At some point months ago... I fell asleep to something, definitely not Linus-related even in the slightest.
All right.
It was probably not even tech-related. It was probably something about space, to be honest. Like, I probably fell asleep listening to Brian Cox talk about space.
That's a good one, yeah.
And somewhere in the middle of my sleep, YouTube autoplayed a WAN show.
Okay.
And because I was sleeping, I watched all of it.
All right.
YouTube thinks I sat through an entire WAN show.
Okay.
So every time now, every day, on my way out of sleep, Linus is in my dreams because his voice is playing next to me while I'm coming into consciousness, and then I wake up to his voice every time. It's because it's like ever since that happened, now when I go to sleep, YouTube plays a WAN show, and then I listen to all of it, so it plays four during my sleep. I listen to all of them, so literally anytime YouTube autoplays any video, even when I'm awake, yeah, it's a WAN show. I love you, Linus. I do enjoy the WAN show, uh-huh, but you're in my dreams now. Like, you have infiltrated my headspace.
Just turn off autoplay.
I could. You make a good argument. I just want to know why it has to be the WAN show specifically every time.
You know why.
There's so many other things that I like.
Watch time retention.
I have never woken up to one thing, one documentary about Roman Reigns.
Just turn off autoplay.
But that's a good feature.
You tell all these people not to send in their tech support problems, and you bring one to the table.
That's not a tech support problem. That is a...
Why is YouTube recommend a WAN show to me? Because I watch all the time.
My sanity is being tested.
Stop. Just turn off autoplay.
What do you mean?
Turn it off.
Okay, sure, but that is a feature that I have to turn off because I'm stuck in WAN show land?
You just don't like what they're throwing at you algorithmically. You have to deal with it or turn it off. That's what the algorithm is. That's like, why is every time I look at TikTok, it's funny babies? I watch one funny baby TikTok, and they just keep sending me more.
I didn't watch it. It's not even my... It's not like I watched a WAN show and that's why it's getting recommended. Sleep Me watched it at one point in life.
YouTube doesn't care. You know that. Come on now.
It does. It can't tell. It's not listening like they say it is.
You're snoring and it's like, oh, he's out.
Now's our chance.
Play a WAN show. Wow.
Well, I hope you enjoy the minutes and pennies of ad revenue I have given you, Linus, in my sleep.
I'm so happy that you fit that in. That was only 3 minutes. Good job.
You're welcome.
This is an intense rant.
I just can't. I'm not free.
Just turn off autoplay.
It's like...
You're asleep anyway. Pick a video, fall asleep, turn off autoplay.
Sad part is I can't, like, actually listen to WAN show now.
I mean, were you really before?
Because now, yeah, I would tune into WAN show, especially when they were live.
Why can't you watch WAN show?
Because now it has aligned itself with negativity. It's not it's not it Linus anymore. It's not the WAN show. It is
the dream
show. Yeah, it is my dream state that haunts me every day of my life.
Jingo's licking a light over
there. Sweet.
I wonder if you could see a shadow come through.
Like, it'll happen where I'm in the shower because I have a speaker above the shower.
Mm-hmm.
And I will have, like, a YouTube video on that I didn't time well. Like, I always look at the YouTube video and go, 12 minutes. Okay, yeah, I'll be out by then.
Okay.
I don't know what I was watching. Watching something, get in there. And then WAN show comes on, and I can't get out of the shower to turn it off, so I just have to live in it. It's...
I really hope...
I can't complain to anybody.
I really hope that nobody sends this to Linus, because he'd be like, why is this guy... Why is John Prosser yelling at me?
He'll understand.
No, he won't.
I love Linus. But the WAN show is like my sleep paralysis demon. That's what Linus has become on the WAN show. Like, Linus in his videos is no longer Linus from the WAN show.
Okay.
That guy is trying to hurt me.
Listen, guys, anybody out there who is gifted artist, can you please illustrate John in bed, tucked in, like under the covers.
With Linus as my sleep demon.
And at the edge of, at the end of his bed is Linus, like a big figure, like like one of those. Well, I'm happy you finally got that off your chest.
It feels good.
Does it?
I feel like this is the first step to healing.
Turn off autoplay and better time your videos. I have to tell you.
You say that, but it doesn't take away the pain that I've been through. The pain is done. The damage is done.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I will forever have a tiny little bruise there in my sleep spot. You're leaving. We'll see you next week.